Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. You know, Jason sometimes walks into a sales area. I think you're just doing it just to walk around.
Yeah, stretch the legs out a little bit.
I did that yesterday, mm-hmm. and on one of the desks, I think it was an empty desk, and I don't think it was, there was a big calendar of Wolf Trap, and I was looking at the shows.
There's some good ones, right?
What? Well, I really only know maybe two of their songs, but, you know, we've got to connect over there. Should I go see Train in concert?
Dude, I've seen Train.
You did?
They're awesome.
I think you would love them.
They're awesome.
I think it's August 20th.
They're butt entertaining. Am I crazy? Aren't the Counting Crows also going to be there?
I heard that.
I didn't see Counting Crows.
No, Hart was there a few weeks ago.
Yeah, somebody was telling me some of the shows, and I was like, we got to go to some of these. What are we doing?
I know.
You just got to text our guy, Bernie.
That's such a great spot. I have to say, I don't go there enough. But every time I go, I've always enjoyed it.
Train would be really good.
I've seen Train there.
They're there on a Wednesday night.
It's fine. Well. Who cares? I've seen Hootie there. I've seen the Counting Crows there.
Yep.
Back in the day, did I see OAR there? I think I did. Although they typically play elsewhere.
It's been a while since I've been there, but.
That's a great spot.
If there was one I was going to go to, Train would definitely
be it.
It's
a great spot.
All right, maybe I will text our guy.
Bernie
listens to the show. You can text me.
Train is awesome.
When is that?
But
August 20th.
Maybe you can call in Train the next day.
Let's go to, by the way, you mentioned we could chime in whenever you want. 800-636-1067. What are we supposed to say now about the listening apps? We have the official.
We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. Right. But also on iHeartRadio and TuneIn.
Right. There's so many different ways for you guys to catch the show. Let's go to Matt, Southern Maryland. Matt, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
what's up?
Not much, man. I wanted to put my two cents on this RG3 Jaden debate.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, I mean, look, my son is 6 years old. He just got into football, took him to his first game last year. The young man is obsessed with Jaden Daniels.
Right. So am I.
So, right? So with that said, we have watched Jaden Daniels highlights for the last 6 months over and over again.
It's awesome.
And so I decided to show him some throwbacks. So we took a look at the RG3 highlights from the rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I'll say. That was a new scheme that the NFL did not know about.
True.
And if you watch the tape from RG3's rookie year, the guy was throwing to wide open people. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one was even around.
No, I'll say at the time, JP called that out, and I was very defensive about it. He was constantly saying, you know.
Right. I encourage you, if you have some time, just watch some of the highlights.
No, the scheme took the league by storm. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
When they ran that read option, linebackers had no idea what to do, and then, you know, he'd hit Pierre Garçon wide open.
Right. So if you get a chance, just watch the tape, you know, and just check it out. Because the bottom line is, when you look at the difference, I mean, Jaden's making grown man throws, especially if you're looking at the last five games of the season. I mean, it's just light years ahead of what Robert was doing. And I'm not even talking about the personality, the work ethic. Like, put that all aside. You just gotta look at the tape, and it'll
look,
show.
Look, I don't think it's much of a debate. I mean, it's something Cam brought as a outsider, you know, just kind of as a topic with a DC guy.
But he also mentioned, I think, RG3 triggers people for sure.
Definitely.
And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. But he also brought up CJ Stroud. Mm-hmm. And that's possible. CJ Stroud didn't have a bad year, but it wasn't as good as his rookie year.
Yeah,
definitely possible.
He didn't take off.
Definitely possible.
Yeah. They still went to the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, but
by the way, quarterbacks just don't get better every year. Tom Brady had years that were better than other years.
Sure.
I mean, that's what happens. Aaron Rodgers had years that were better than other years.
Your career trajectory isn't always linear.
No, it's like almost never, right?
I mean, if you tell Commanders fans Jaden could take a step back, mm-hmm. like they get offended. But that doesn't mean the team can't go to the playoffs if he takes a step back.
It shouldn't be.
One isn't always married to the other.
Yeah.
The team could still go to the playoffs and Jaden have a worse season than he did his rookie season.
Yeah.
Jaden could have a better season than he did his rookie season, and the team still doesn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're not all married to one another.
No. Yeah. It's all possible.
Sports is so unpredictable. Every sport's like it.
Yeah.
It just is. But with Jaden, and I think the roster, even though it's an older roster, it's one of the older rosters in the league, but I think it's a better roster, so that certainly should help. It's got a good coaching staff. It's hard to imagine they're going to win more than 14 games if you include the playoffs.
I would bet against it.
Okay, so.
I would bet against it.
So they could be a better team.
Yeah.
Right. On
but just
paper,
not win 14
but
games.
But they, you know, I mean, it's, and of course, we talk about the luck that they had last year, but
it's
just something to look out for. It's just intriguing to see what kind of a season he's going to have.
But fans want Jaden to have this astronomical MVP stat type season and also the team to do well.
It's not that easy.
It's not that easy.
Yeah, but it's okay to want that.
Yeah. But it's almost like being greedy a little bit. Don't you just want your team to make the playoffs and try and go on a run?
But I think there is some sense of it being tied to each other, even though
I know, but for the most part,
if Jaden plays well, the team will
plays
probably
well.
Do well.
But what I'm saying is that those things aren't always tied together. Your playoff success, your regular season success, always doesn't have to be tied to it. I mean, look at the Bengals. Joe Burrow had a MVP caliber season.
Yep.
Missed the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Sometimes things work out, sometimes they don't.
Right.
You got
to
be.
It's not always tied to one another.
But I'll say this, and this is maybe where you and I would differ. We're like, you're all about the purple, and it doesn't matter who's wearing the uniform. I would rather Jaden progress and keep getting better. And if that meant, for whatever reason, and we missed the playoffs, that's fine. I want to see him just keep getting better.
Well, I think a lot of fans have your sentiment.
Yeah.
And that's just not how I think.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of fans have your sentiment.
I want him to be the guy for the next 10 years.
You've been so quarterback starved.
Yes.
Is that you're almost rooting for the quarterback success more than the team success.
But they usually correlate.
I know, usually they do, but sometimes they don't.
Although you're making a good point about Burrow and the Bengals.
Right.
Because he's getting better as a quarterback. Now, he's had two injuries,
mm-hmm.
right? One serious one that he suffered here. But he's getting better as a quarterback, and they didn't make the playoffs.
So
their overall roster just isn't strong enough. But if you're a fan of the team, you got to want them to play in the postseason. I'm sorry, you just do.
But look at Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes last year, stats related, probably couldn't hold a candle to 10 of the quarterbacks in the league.
Well, that's why Cakes was making the argument that Jaden was actually better.
And you could make that argument. You really could. But they went to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying that the quarterback MVP race, stat-wise, whatever it may be, just isn't always the be-all, end-all of the sex of the team.
Can you just let us, it's a second year here, just let us want a good quarterback. We haven't had one in 30 years.
I know, and I get it.
A good quarterback. Maybe like 40 years. Like, it's been forever. Like, we want someone that we can rely on for year after year. Really, the last person that we had that was kind of like that was Joe T.
But like JP said, that usually correlates. If you have a legit quarterback who's a pro bowler or an all-pro, chances are you're probably going to be in the postseason most of those years.
It's not like Joe Burrow went 3-13, by the way. They just missed the playoffs.
I understand that, but with the season he had, they should have been in the playoffs.
Yeah.
When your quarterback throws 42 touchdowns and only has 7 picks, is that what it was? 42-7, I think. You should make the playoffs.
But
their defense was an abomination.
There you go.
But again, my bigger point is I would rather the team take a step back then Jaden takes some weird step back, and like all of a sudden now we're evaluating these holes in his game that we didn't know existed. That would throw me.
Well, people use C.J. Stroud as this example. You know, he took a step back stat-wise, but the team won the division, and they won a playoff game.
That's why I said it's overblown.
The stats weren't that bad. Like, they were fine.
Yeah, there's going to be variance.
There's going to be variance.
I mean, I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes' numbers. Yeah, okay. His year wasn't as good as some of the previous ones. Like, in 2022, he had 41 touchdowns with only 12 picks. But he was 26-11, Mahomes.
Yeah.
He was 26-11 last year. He wasn't a bum. He was top 10 in QBR. You know,
he's a winner. That's what he is. He's a winner.
Yeah, but
makes plays in huge games.
But what I think Eric is saying is, if I offered him that CJ Stroud deal right now, where there is maybe one step backwards, but the team goes into the playoffs.
No, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I don't want to see some precipitous drop off where it's like you start to question whether or not he's the guy. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm scared of. If statistical variance and a few more interceptions a few less touchdowns, I'm fine with that. What I'm not fine with, what will throw me...
You don't have an RG3 sophomore
slump.
What
will throw me is if all of a sudden I start to see gaping holes in his game that I was in denial of or something.
Yeah, right? You don't want to see a 15-touchdown, 15-pick year.
Like, all of a sudden, like, we're questioning, is he the guy?
Yeah.
That's what I can't handle.
Right,
I'll lose my mind.
No, I get that. But you also, as a fan, you want to see them, no matter what kind of season Jaden has, you want to see them go to the postseason.
I do, but more than that, I want to have the guy for 10 years.
He wants his cake.
I'm okay with missing the playoffs if I know I have my guy for the next 10 years.
Well, so you'd like to miss the playoffs for 10 years as long as he starts all 10 years?
I'm saying I could sacrifice 1 year if I knew we have the guy. So if we have the guy, more often than not, he's going to take us to the playoffs.
Okay, I agree.
Promise thing.
All right, if he's the guy for 10 years, that means he's good enough
to we're going to playoffs 7 times.
Probably, yeah. But you still want to see them go to the playoffs.
But if he starts to show gaping holes in his game, or all of a sudden he's at the club and, I don't know, he's getting arrested, or crazy stuff happens. Or
because he could have a below average year, and then they get to the playoffs by one game.
That's fine.
And he gets hot.
That's fine.
And they get to the Super Bowl.
Fine. I just don't want to see holes where now we're questioning whether or not he's the guy. That's all I'm saying.
He doesn't want the deja vu of RG3.
I don't want anything close
to that. Get RG3 out of your head.
And by the way, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
And if you remember, EB held on to RG3 for a couple years, so they finally had a blow up, I think, in 2015.
Yeah.
You finally were out.
Well, because I had so much invested in him. He had such a great year. And on paper, it was so good. He said all the right things oftentimes. I really thought he was going to bring the community. He ended up being the opposite of everything I thought.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to bring the community together. It was the most, from a racial perspective, I've never seen anything like it.
He divided it.
It divided the town more than anything I've ever seen.
He divided it.
It was unbelievable. And I thought he was going to have the exact opposite effect. It shocked me.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Blew me away.
I mean, one of the problems was that Shanny drafted Kirk Cousins and he was looming right there.
That didn't help.
And that when RG3 got hurt, he misses that Cleveland Browns game, and Kirk comes in and throws for 330 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Right. Yeah. Didn't help.
He was the better quarterback.
No, that didn't help. It didn't help.
Shanny recognized it.
He was better at throwing
the
football.
That was right off the rookie season.
He was better at throwing the football.
And that's probably why RG3 rushed back, because Kirk went in there.
Of course.
Like, was killing it.
They didn't understand that Robert was so insecure that he couldn't handle that. That was not a scenario he could handle.
Yeah, it was awful. But I don't think you're going to have that situation with JD.
No, I don't think it at all. That work ethic and just the grind and the fact that Jaden doesn't appear to care about the limelight. He just doesn't care.
No, he's not all about the media like RG was.
No. He likes to go to some things and hang out, but he's not seeking the spotlight.
When he talks after games, you can't tell if they won or lost.
Yeah.
And
you could also tell he can't wait to get the heck off that podium. Like, I don't think he's loving it.
Yeah,
I'm just saying he likes it.
He's chill.
Yes.
Yeah, Robert.
You see him, he could have an amazing drive. He sits there, hanging in the balance. You see no emotion from him. He's got a perfect demeanor.
Robert looked forward to it. He looked forward to getting on that podium.
Robert loved the podium.
He loved the podium.
All he wanted to do was talk.
Yeah.
Talk.
Even after losses.
God.
But anyway, I don't think we're having that issue with him.
Yeah. It's triggering, though. It's definitely triggering.
I know. You love it.
Cam Newton and Wale talk a little bit, and boom.
It's definitely triggering. But I think sophisticated fans, a lot of us are sophisticated now, we understand that these aren't the same people. They're not the same people. Totally different. Robert had this tiny little, this was Robert's toolbox. It was about this big. This was his little toolbox. It has little legs in there, and that was about it.
I think his toolbox was bigger, but he got, he didn't have a lot of the intangibles.
This heavy-ass chair. This chair's 500 pounds. Who knew that? Did you know? My God, this chair is so heavy. You know how heavy that chair is?
PVI.com.
Yeah, it's a PVI selling.
Dude, that chair is so heavy. I'm trying to lift that. Jesus Christ.
All right, remember, we got Mike Rizzo is going to join us at 9 o'clock for an exclusive interview. You don't want to miss it. Fired on Sunday is going to join us today. We'll find out his take on everything Nationals. That's coming up at 9 here on The Fan.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.